Hey, Seminole family, thank you for joining me for another devotion. Today I want to talk about why God cares about generosity. Every time we're generous, we make God happy. Generous giving is an act of worship that honors God. Philippians 4:18 says, I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me from Epaphroditus. They are a sweet smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. Those of you who are parents, are you happy when your kids are selfish and won't share their toys? No. Are you happy when your kids learn to share their toys? Of course you are. Are you happy when your kids are generous? Absolutely. Well, so is God. God loves it when his kids learn to be generous. Every time we're generous, we're not selfish. We give away money, we give away time, we give away energy, not for our own benefit. And every time we do that, God goes, that's my boy. You see how generous he was? That's my girl. You see how generous she was? They're my kids. God takes pride. Why? Because it's like father, like son. God is the most generous person in the universe, and he wants his children to be the same way. God is watching us every day of our life to see what we do with what he's given us. He's watching to see how generous we are. This is the premise behind the greatest promise in the Bible. God says, when you give out of gratitude, when you give to become more like Jesus, when you give to stretch your faith, when you give to invest in your home in heaven, when you give to show me what really matters most, and when you give to please God, then God says this promise in Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus. Then God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. This is one of the greatest promises in the Bible. How many needs will God meet? All my needs. That's a verse you ought to write on a note card and put it on your refrigerator or put it on your computer screen or the visor in your car and keep reading it. It's a great antidote to worry. This week when you go, God, I don't have enough time to get all this done. God will meet all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God, I'm not feeling good today. I need strength. I need energy. God will meet all my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God, I need peace of mind. I'm so stressed out. God will meet all my needs according to his riches, his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. But you got to remember the premise before the promise. God says, I'm watching you to see if you're generous, and then I'll meet all your needs according to my glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a fantastic day today. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time. God bless.